Southern playlistic Cadillac funk of music. We gonna get you high. We gonna get you high. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? ATLians. No, all right. Anyways, Byron Donalds pulled up on Dana Bash on CNN and they had a debate. Because Obama, we still on Obama. Obama was saying that it's really his economy that had everything that was booming that Trump benefited off of. And so I want to see what Byron Donalds has to say. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get it.
Let me turn to the topic of what Kamala Harris is doing this coming week, particularly Monday and Tuesday. She's got several events courting black voters. I know that you are talking about the black vote coming out, particularly black men, for Donald Trump. You're trying to help him along with that. To that point,
Dana
can
Bash
you talk
so
specifically about what Donald Trump would do policy-wise in a second term to help black Americans?
Sure, and thank you for that question. What Donald Trump is going to do is going to be actually quite similar to what he did in his first term. When you lower tax rates, when you cut these reckless and crazy policies that are now in the Kamala Harris administration, and you cut those regulations down, what it does is it frees up the ability for businesses to thrive, for people to be able to earn more money, for them to be able to keep more money in their pockets. All of his economic policies actually have a stabilizing effect on prices, and they grow our economy. You couple that with his energy policies. He calls it drill, baby, drill, but what it is being energy dominant in the United States of America. That also allows for us to put a cap on these massive price increases under the Kamala Harris administration. What that means in particular for black families is that you have an ability to earn more money, keep more money, wages actually growing when you adjust them for inflation. And in the big stat, and this happened during the first Trump administration, nobody likes to talk about it. I heard Senator Warnock mention it. Wages adjusted for inflation were massively up under Donald Trump for black men, for black families, but for all Americans. The wage gap that Democrats love to lecture about, the wage gap in 2019 was actually shrinking under Donald Trump's administration, his economic policies, his energy policies, and his regulatory policies.
Can I just go back to the tax?
So that's the agenda that black men are looking at.
Okay, thank you.
So before we get to Dana Bash and her pushback on Byron Donalds, what he's saying is absolutely true. It's 100% true. And a basic economics class or a finance class will tell you that when you're cutting the regulatory red tape and you're lowering taxes and you reduce the amount that it takes to actually get over the hump from a business perspective, both large business, small business, whatever business that you want to get into, what you do is you spur economic activity. And what that does is it moves around the dollar. So you don't need incentives to get people to do the things that they already want to do. Now, what you do after that is up to you. And this is the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. The Democratic Party wants to hand feed you and then say, hey, we're going to take from this person and we're going to give you this handout. The Republican Party is saying, we want to remove the chains and the shackles and all of the regulatory burdens and all of the extra taxes that they're going to tax you and incentivize you to go and do for yourself. Now, what you do with that is up to you. If you decide that you want to invest in a business, if you want to take advantage of the tax code, if you want to pour into yourself, or if you just want to go and have a good time and trick it off and make it rain at the strip club, that's all up to you. Republican Party is about the freedom to decide your own fate and living with the consequences that come along with it. The Democratic Party is about punishing those that absolutely did what they were supposed to do and then giving it out as a form of socialism and social services to people that did not put in the same work as you. And when you then lower taxes, you spur more economic activity, which then capitalism is allowed to thrive and be successful in the United States of America, because we're pouring more resources into the ability for you to do what you want to do instead of giving it out in the form of handouts, which then include illegal migrants, and then giving it out overseas because we've become warmongers. And then that's allowing for certain organizations and certain people to benefit because they are aligned with or they have some incentive to be involved in war. It's a very simple concept. Allow for people to be able to do what they want to do. They're going to spend money. They're going to have a good time. And then they also going to spur economic activity, more jobs, and then more taxes is going to come into the federal government because the dollar is actually circulating. Okay? Economics 101.
Thank you for that. The tax cut question. I would imagine that Kamala Harris would say or would ask the question about how tax cuts for wealthy Americans will help the black community.
I just explained
What's the answer to that?
Well, Kamala Harris would say something like that. But we know that she's wrong because economically she's been wrong for the last 1400 days. If you look at Tax Cut and Jobs Act, it cut tax rates across the board, mostly for middle class families. So this is why wages adjusted for inflation for black families was higher under Donald Trump than any other administration in the history of our country. That is a record of economic success.
Let me just quickly play for you what former President Obama said exactly on this question of the economy a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was pretty good because it was my economy. It wasn't something he did. I had spent 8 years cleaning up the mess that the Republicans had left me the last time. He didn't do nothing except those big tax cuts.
How do you respond to that?
Now, before Byron Donalds get into it, let me give Obama a little bit of credit because I'm objective and I always like to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. Obama did a couple things right and he did a lot of stuff wrong. One of the things that he did right is he got tough on immigration, which Biden supported and then they abandoned for some reason in 2020. And then they actually went against Trump, against the same thing that he was capitalizing off of as far as what Obama left in place for being tough on immigration. The second thing that he is right about is that the second Bush, in my opinion, and I've said this multiple different times, because he wanted to tie this to the Republican Party instead of tying it to a specific president. The second Bush was absolutely the worst president in my lifetime thus far. The second Bush absolutely, and it wasn't just the Republicans, it was the second Bush and it was Clinton that basically set the stage that then created this economic collapse in the housing market, and then obviously in the stock market and everything else that created the recession of 2008. It was Clinton and it was Bush, but Bush was exponentially worse than Clinton, especially the North American Free Trade Agreement, the lax housing rules and all of this stuff. So all of that stuff was administered. It started under Clinton. It continued and Bush absolutely decimated the economy. And so Obama did inherit an economy that was largely created by Bush and Clinton. That's just the facts. And so I have to give him a little bit of credit because he did shepherd in stability at a time where everything was basically not stable, but they didn't go after the big banks and they did not hold anybody accountable for creating this in the first place, but they just kept on the train as usual. So let me go ahead and listen to what Byron Donalds have to say.
Very easily. I was working in finance during Barack Obama's administration. Let me tell you, the economy under his last, especially the last 5 years, was growing at about 1 to 1.5% per year. I think at the time, President Obama was saying that, you know, this era of large economic growth is something of the past. We're going to have a more consistent economy. Well, in his words, a consistent economy meant one that barely grew. So when Donald Trump came in, he brought his tax cut policy in, which cut taxes across the board for everybody in our country. Coupled the fact that he did cut massive regulations from the Obama administration. And what did we see? Economic growth in the United States went from 1.5% under Barack Obama to 3.5% under Donald Trump. Wages adjusted for inflation, like I said, because it's the truth, increased for every subgroup of Americans in our country. The wealth gap was closing. We were actually booming economically far more than we did under Barack Obama. So,
and that's true. And it's just the truth. And I will give Obama credit for stabilizing our economy at a time where he had been left with an absolute disaster, which is one of the reasons why they voted him in the first place. This is no time for me to actually go at Obama. He's created enough chaos himself over the last few days. But we were booming. We were surviving under Obama. We were getting stability back. And then we were booming under Trump, only to have it all undone. And you know how you know that Biden and Harris was so bad? Is that we sitting here debating the Obama economy versus Trump economy, and we not debating the Biden and Harris economy versus the Trump economy. That's how you know that they were really, really bad. We can have that debate, but that's how you know that they were really, really bad.